Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts.
This is an NFL legend special here on 100 Yards of Football. Today, Vincent Turner does another exploration and goes on deviation on what you hear all other talking heads who are unproductive producers of nothing. He comes in and exposes by shining a light on a great one who's underappreciated and been undervalued. The defensive tackle from Grambling State University, a 6'2", 257-pounder, nasty deep defensive tackle for the San Diego Chargers. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing to you first, the Super Bowl champion, the two-time first-team All-Pro, the two-time second-team All-Pro, the four-time Pro Bowler, the NFL sacks leader in 1980. He was a member of the All-Rookie team in 1975. He was inducted into the Los Angeles Chargers Hall of Fame. He's a member of the San Diego Chargers 50th anniversary team. Also a first-team All-American in 1974 for the legendary coach of Grambling State, Coach Eddie Robinson. And he was also inducted into the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame. Vincent Turner goes in on Gary Big Hands Johnson on 100 Yards of Football.
If you like the video today, please come in and share it. It's an honor, it's a pleasure to come into your living rooms today. One more time, if you like the video, please come in and share it. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. Special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers, for making it happen, and to the beautiful gentleman with the great voice, Mr. Mark Bass. Like Mr. Bass said in the opening, Gary Big Hands Johnson, to me, when you look at him first round picking the 75 draft, has been very, very disrespected. And not even being mentioned in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. It's amazing to me. I did a video today on Jimmy Giles, and I feel the same way as I did for Mr. Giles, Tampa Bay, and Alcorn State. How do you go on voting for the Pro Football Hall of Fame? And I look at some of the people that's winning in, no question about it. But this gentleman on the screen was 6'2", 260. And played defensive tackle for the San Diego Chargers. And if you go back and look at the films in the late 70s when I was in high school going to college, he was dominant on a team that was known for offense back during the late 70s, early 80s. They had Dan Fouts, Wes Chandler, Charlie Joyner, Kellen Winslow, Chuck Muncy, James Brooks. But defensively, when you look at the San Diego Chargers, especially in 1980, and even though they set a franchise record with 60 sacks that season, and even though Mr. Johnson played with Louis Kelcher, played with Leroy Jones, they and Fred Dean, how do you not look at the gentleman that played D-tackle and Gary Big Hands Johnson? And I make a thing that's so disappointing and he's so disrespected. He had 17.5 sacks in 1980 from the D-tackle position. But make no bones. We talk about the great Reggie White, no question about it. We talk about Cortez Kennedy, no question about it. We talk about Randy Ray, Fred Smillers, Buck Buchanan, Marilyn Olsen. And then Richard Seymour just got voted in the Hall of Fame. No disrespect when he had 57 career sacks. But make no bones that this gentleman was a hell of a football player. And it makes me mad that we don't give respect to this gentleman. What more you want? As Mr. Bass said, Pro Bowler, all rookie team, Super Bowl champion. The skill set, he was strong in the trenches, always in great shape. Exceptional pass rusher by 17.5 sacks in 80. Instincts off the charts, discipline off the charts, leverage off the charts, hand usage. That was told his hands were some of the biggest hands that ever came in the NFL. Sweetport of Louisiana, country boy, tackling, pursuit. That was Gary Big Hands Johnson. Look what he played at before he got in the league at Grambling. Teammates with Bob Barber, James Hunter. You know who his grandson is? Jaden Avery, who just got drafted in the NBA draft. Robert Pennewell, Dwight Scales, Mike Sinclair, Ron Singleton, Sammy White. That's who he played with at Grambling, so he was already ready. And he went first round in the 75 draft. But I'm going to tell you what I remember about him. It's what people say in the San Diego Chargers organization. Great teammate. True family man. Gentleman son of the South. Louisiana, Mississippi, Tennessee, Arkansas, Alabama. That's what they said about the San Diego Chargers organization. Dan Fouts. We all know who he is. Hall of Fame quarterback for the Chargers. He came out and said everybody loved him. Loved him. A great sense of humor. Fabulous football player. There's a story back during his time with the Chargers, I believe in 78, between 77 and 78. There was a PR guy, I can't think of his name right now, that had just got with the San Diego Chargers organization. It was Thanksgiving. And the kid didn't have nowhere to go. Mr. John said, well, you can come over to my house. And then the young man asked him, what's for dinner? What's going to be on the dish? He said, well, first all, I'm going to tell you, it's going to be possum. Mr. Johnson was saying that's a joke, but let me tell you something. Back in the South, baby, being from Tennessee, parents from Mississippi, back in the 30s and 40s, there might have been a dish, possum, rabbits, don't play, chitlins. But the young man told this story about Gary Big Hands Johnson because he was a fabulous, fabulous human being. And then most of all, I remember when in 1984, he got traded to the San Francisco 49ers. He wanted to get that ring. Three plays stick out to me about his career that year. Here against the Atlanta Falcons, he had a 34-yard fumble return for a touchdown. You know what I'm talking about, against the Falcons. Read between the lines. Then that year, he knocked Ron Jaworski out cold. Out cold. And then in the Super Bowl, Joe Montana won the MVP in that game against the Miami Dolphins. But make no bones, Gary Big Hands Johnson might have been the best player on the field at 34 years old. He had one sack in that game, but he had four unassisted tackles. Go back and look at the film. He was a menace. And he's not in the Hall of Fame? What are we doing here? What are we looking at? He played 157 games. He loved by everybody. Four-time Pro Bowler. What are we thinking? One of the best defensive tackles that ever played. But I know why. Grambling State University. HBCUs. Maybe the swag. You can't get no better than that, man. This guy was a hell of a football player. At 6'2", 260, maybe 270. Go look at the playoff game against the Dolphins in 81. Gary Big Hands Johnson was a hell of a football player, man. And everybody loved him. It was a shame that he died in 2010 in July of a massive stroke. But make no bones, he represented Grambling State University in the San Diego Chargers organization at its highest level. And I'm proud to say that Mr. Johnson, to his family, that you should be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I just want to know, what is the voting criteria? I heard somebody say that Richard Seymour got in because he was a mainstay and he was a team player with the New England Patriots. I get that. Richard Seymour was a hell of a football player. Should be deserving to be in the Hall of Fame. But what was Gary Big Hands Johnson with San Diego then? What's the difference? I don't understand it. But
before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards Football. Thank you to my producer, Logan Landis. Only thing I can think about is that song with Gary Big Hands Johnson. Cut the cake. Give me a little piece. Let me lick up the cream. Cut the cake. Well, just a little piece. Gary Big Hands Johnson just wanted a little piece. And you saw what he did with the Chargers. And he got that Super Bowl ring with the 49ers. Come on, man. Get a man his flowers and get him into the Hall of Fame, people. I'm saying it. Phenomenal football player. Could hit. And listen to this key word. Eddie Robinson said about Gary Johnson when he went to lead. He was going to be special. He's like a son. Dan Fouts said everybody in the Chargers organization liked him. And one more thing about Gary Big Hands Johnson. He had a sense of humor, baby. Remember, you come on my house for Thanksgiving, you might have some possum cut the cake. Love you, Gary Big Hands Johnson. Outstanding football player, man. Grambling State University. Be blessed here on 100 Yards of Football.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.